begin with requesting the three refuges and eight precepts. Begin by bowing three times together.
Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Chami
Buddham Saranaṃ Gacchami
Dhammam Saranaṃ Gacchami
Dhammam Saranaṃ Gacchami
Sanghaṃ Saranaṃ Gacchami
Sanghaṃ Saranaṃ Gacchami
Duttiyampi Buddham Saranaṃ Gacchami
Duttiyampi
Duttiyampi Dhammam Saranaṃ Gacchami
Duttiyampi Dhammam Saranaṃ Gacchami
Duttiyampi Sanghaṃ Saranaṃ Gacchami
Duttiyampi Sanghaṃ Saranaṃ Gacchami
Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ Saranaṃ Gacchami
Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ Saranaṃ Gacchami
Tatiyampi Dhammam Saranaṃ Gacchami
Tatiyampi Dhammam Saranaṃ Gacchami
Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ Saranaṃ Gacchami
Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ Saranaṃ Gacchami
Ti Sarana Gamanaṃ Nititaṃ Anatipata Viramani Sikhapadam Samadhiyami
Anatipata Viramani Sikhapadam Samadhiyami
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking the life of any living creature.
Adinadana Viramani Sikhapadam Samadhiyami
Adinadana Viramani Sikhapadam Samadhiyami
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Aparamacharya Viramani Sikhapadam Samadhiyami
Aparamacharya Viramani Sikhapadam Samadhiyami
I undertake the precept to refrain from any kind of sexual activity.
Mosavada Viramani Sikhapadam Samadhiyami
Mosavada Viramani Sikhapadam Samadhiyami
I undertake the precept to refrain from false and harmful speech.
I undertake the precept to refrain from false and harmful speech.
Sura mereya maja pamadatana vaira manisika padhang samadhyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from consuming intoxicating drink and drugs which lead to carelessness.
I undertake the precept to refrain from consuming intoxicating drink and drugs which lead to carelessness.
Oikalabhojana veramani sikapadang samadhyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from eating at inappropriate times.
Na cha kita wa tita visukadasana
mala gandha vile panadharana mandana viposanatana oera manisika padang samadhyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from entertainment, beautification, and adornment. Ucha sayana maha sayana vaira manisika padang samadhyami.
Ucha sayana maha sayana vaira manisika padang samadhyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from lying on a high or luxurious sleeping place. Immani attasika pandani samadhyami. Sugating yanti silena boga sambada silena nibhuting yanti tasama silang visota ye. Okay, so the taking of the refuges and precepts is a good symbolic entry into the retreat, and that's taking the container for the practice, for the training, so that having these aspects of refuge in the Buddha as a recollection of awakening of the Dhamma, as a recollection of truth, and Sangha as a recollection of virtue. And these are refuges to direct our attention to when we're practicing, when we're training, when we're reflecting and contemplating, so that the the formal taking of it is a reminder of what we do have as refuge. Also, the taking on of the precepts, as a container. Eight precepts in particular are a renunciate form of precepts. What it does is give us an opportunity to be together in this space, in this time, and live together in a way of simplicity in particular, but also in terms of trust and respect, so that we have a sense of creating a container of safety and mutual respect. So this is an important foundation for practice, for our cultivation. As we practice together in this time, there's a few things that are important to recollect, in the sense of for helping to create the retreat atmosphere and taking on the noble silence. If one has any questions in terms of need to be addressed, of course Hitesi can be fielding those, and there's probably already set up some sort of protocol for that. When we have a limited period of time, and even though right now 10 days might seem, oh my God, how am I going to get through 10 days? As the days pass, one's going to all of a sudden realize, wow, this is going by so quick. There's only however many days left. And to be able to maximize the benefit of the practice, that noble silence is a very important container and support for the practice. There's actually enough going on in our own minds already without having to be engaging and verbalizing it externally. One of the things of ways of viewing it is trying to, by holding the silence, one can start to wear down some of the kind of verbal. The mind just keeps cranking it out. So to be able to, at least not to express it externally, starts to wear it down. And also in terms of, so personally, that's very much the case. But then also to be able to recognize that, like, our silence is actually a gift to others. As we're able to hold the silence more, then it is a gift to others, in that we're not drawing others into our conversations, ideas, proliferations, and then also not impinging on people's space. Also, in terms of being in retreat and being together, we are a disparate group of people who most people don't know each other, or not so well. So that being very attentive to our own ways that we are careful around people, and coming into the hall as quietly as possible, being attentive to people's, when they're sitting or when they're walking, to give each other an attentiveness and care, so that we aren't impinging or disturbing others or each other. And that's a training in mindfulness, being able to, when we get up or when we come back into the hall or we get up from the hall, to try to do that as quietly and mindfully as possible. So it's a way of training ourselves in composure and attentiveness. In looking out over the group, there's a great sense of delight, actually, in seeing the people who are here, so many people who have actually been practicing for a long time, many people, and many people have been doing this Thanksgiving retreat for even before I have. So Thanksgiving retreat was something that began to be established before the beginnings of Abhayagiri. So there's many people who've been involved in practicing and being a part of the support of the Sangha and practicing with Sangha. So it's delightful to see so many people here. In terms of our opportunity for practicing together, I think one of the things that is helpful to consider when we're practicing is the sense of recognizing that our practice is not just for our own benefit, but it's for others' benefit. So that there's the immediate group, so that when, as we practice and put forth effort and put care and attention into our mindfulness, it affects the others around us in a very positive way. You know, there's the immediate group of us that are practicing together, but we're also being able to develop a continuity of a certain clarity and stability, which is a gift to others. As we're sitting here quiet and composed in the hall, I mean, as soon as I stop talking, then there's the perception of people in the world doing other things. There's a football game going on in the back, which is quite different than meditation, which is, you know, that's what people do. But as our opportunity to cultivate a quality of clarity and stability, and that is a gift to ourselves, it's a gift to others. And it's helpful to recollect that. And we can be building on that as we spend this time together. I think with this being the first night people have traveled to get here, or have worked today, or have pulled out of various circumstances, I'm not going to talk for very long. I'll probably end this here. I think we'll just have a short sit, quiet time, not very long, and then we can break and people can settle back in their rooms and have a quiet evening, and so that we can begin again tomorrow morning. So we can take this opportunity to sit quietly.